Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I am your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about relationships, and more specifically, different types of relationships that we see more often nowadays, and how these relationships are shaping the thought processes of all of us. What's acceptable, what's not acceptable, understanding, grasping different types of relationships to understand why they exist and what's the value of them, as well as pushing some of the boundaries that I think many of us have about relationships. And I know that monogamous relationships are really, you know, the most accepted style of relationship. You know, doing what I do on a daily basis, working with clients, you know, more often than not, most people are in a monogamous relationship. Some people have stepped out of the marriage or are currently seeking something else. Some people have divorced because they weren't getting what they wanted in the marriage and looking for someone to be able to connect with. You know, and one of the biggest things that's so important is we don't want to get in a relationship because we need that person to make us happy. And I think that's where a lot of times things fall by the wayside, because we get into a relationship to have someone make us feel good or to do things for us or to make us happy, when in reality, we are the only person that can actually make ourselves happy. I mean, definitely somebody can bring joy into our lives, but we can't be stuck in that thought process as far as, I need this person to make my life good, I need to have this person to make my life happy, whatever that looks like. And I find it interesting lately, too. There's a lot of folks that have stepped out of the normal type of relationship, the relationship that many of us have in our life. Many of us are married to a man or a woman. Many of us have kids. You know, we go to work every day, we do this, we rinse and repeat. But some of our friends and some of the people we know and some of our coworkers don't have that type of relationship. They're dealing with a different type of relationship, and I want to talk about that in today's show, because I think that a lot of times we don't really understand certain situations, and this is not an endorsement, nor is it any sort of judgment. It's just about educating ourselves to understand what some people are choosing nowadays over the monogamous relationship. And a lot of people are choosing a polyamorous relationship. And polyamorous and polyamorous couples, you know, see their relationships as consensual, non-monogamous relationships. So that would be a C&M relationship, a consensual, non-monogamous relationship where everybody involved is aware of the relationship, aware of any sort of levels in that relationship, and has consented to be involved in these relationships. So there's more to just a simple open relationship that we hear when people say, oh, I'm in an open relationship, or they have an agreement, they're in an open relationship. There's more to it than that. There's more levels. There's more types of relationships. There's different situations involved, and some types of rules as well that are also involved. And so we're going to be talking about that in today's show here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. And, you know, polyamory and being polyamorous is interesting because it exists all over the world, right? It exists all over the world. It's not just in one country. There's many people that are in these types of relationships. And I'm not talking about polygamy. I know that some people say, well, wait a second. I know that polygamy is when you can marry all these people. You can have multiple wives or multiple spouses. And that's not what we're talking about. So we probably want to get that out of the way right now. Because when we think about polygamy, we think of something different. Usually in polygamy, we think about men that are able to have multiple wives. We think about also, you know, the specific gender situation. Usually it's completely heterosexual traditionally. They can have multiple spouses. One man can have multiple wives. multiple partners. It's also, there's also a religious component usually to that as well. There are some religions that allow this to be, you know, throughout the country, you know, in the United States as well as throughout the world, and various religions. And so we want to make sure that we realize that we're not talking about polygamy in today's show. So that's something completely different. It's a different type of animal. We're looking at what polyamorous is, and we're looking at the different types of polyamorous relationships. And so whether or not you're interested in this, or whether or not you're just kind of interested in the fact of understanding it, because I think this is something that we hear more often than not nowadays. And, you know, polyamory is, it's kind of the term that's used for, like we talked about, the consensual non-monogamous relationships. And there's different kinds of these relationships that you can have. And one of the types is a monopoly relationships. And these are unique relationships. They're different than one person in a monogamous, right? So what happens is that you have someone, it's a little, because one person in the relationship is monogamous and the other person identifies as polyamorous. So how does that work? You know, and that's interesting. And usually in those situations, the polyamorous person wants to pursue other relationships outside of that person that wants to continue to be monogamous. And the monogamous partner is interested in dating and being, you know, sexually active with the polyamorous partner, but only wants to be with that person. They don't want to be with anybody else. They don't want to go out and meet anybody. They're not interested in anybody else. So they're only interested in dating and being with or married to that particular person. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people find themselves in a monopoly relationship. A lot of times they find themselves because maybe the person is older and doesn't have the same sex drive. Maybe there's mixed match sexual desires. You know, there could be different things that go along with that. And a lot of times people kind of fall into these relationships by accident. You know, they connect with each other. They love one another. They're there, and you know, they kind of fall into the relationship because it works, and that's the option. And also, that's kind of the deal, is that this kind of comes hand in hand in the relationship. Also, you know, it's interesting too. A lot of people begin these types of relationships when they were both in a monogamous relationship. And one person decides to tell the other person that they're interested in pursuing other relationships. And when that person discloses that information, the other person who wants to stay monogamous can either stay or not stay. And that's interesting. So some relationships obviously do probably end or break up, or people get divorced over the situation. But some people do are able to make this work to save the relationship. So it's based on the desires of one person and the other person being able to allow that to be, so that the other person gets what they want or what they're interested in, and they can still hold on to this relationship and have that. And it works for some people out there. You know, I definitely want to have a show where we talk to many people in some polyamorous relationships and understanding, you know, how it started, what were some of the pitfalls, what are some of the fears that go into it, because I'm sure that you have to overcome some fears. And that's something that definitely needs to be discussed. But I know that nowadays, you know, in my work, how often I hear so many people's relationships where they're not having sex. They're not having sex with their partner. Sex dried up a long time ago. Or, you know, it's been really challenging to have that discussion. Or how do we open that conversation? How do we communicate that? How do we talk about that? What do we say there? You know, how do we communicate these types of situations? But also, once we have communicated, if things are not able to be augmented or changed, what can we do to keep that person in your life, but still be able to have some of the things that you want as well? And that's definitely something that needs to be talked about, because I think that the sex component is something that affects the marriage so much. The sex component is something that it's not the end all be all, but I think that when somebody feels as though that is not available to them, many people would leave a relationship that ultimately is a good relationship, because there is no sex, where if the other person was able to find that sexual intimacy somewhere else, perhaps they could still safeguard the relationship. And I'm not saying this is an end-all, be-all cure for everybody out there, but I'm saying this is a possibility that, you know, being in a mono-poly relationships, especially if somebody's not sexual, has a low sex drive, maybe an asexual individual, it can even improve that relationship with the other person. Because think about it, if the other person's not being pressured to have sex, that, you know, taking that pressure off that other person could be very helpful to them, because they could be very stressed out too, because it's maybe something that they don't want or something that they're not into, but yet the rest of the relationship seems to be working very well. There's a friendship, there's a connection, you know, maybe there's children that they're bringing up, you know, maybe there's a business connection as well, that they're working together in work as well, but they also do love each other at the core. There's just maybe this particular situation that's causing an issue as well. And that's interesting. You know, another situation too, so let's get past this concept of the monopoly, is the solo, polyamorous relationship. You know, some, you'll see that there, you know, there's normally a primary partner in these relationships, and someone who practices that solo polyamorous relationship prioritizes themselves over any person that they're dating. So they seem to put themselves first, but when they're exploring their relationships, they also make it known who they're with, who they're dating, you know, if they're in relationships, you know, how casual or uncasual those relationships are. And usually somebody that's, you know, a solo polyamorous person isn't really searching for somebody to be, like, their primary partner. They might have multiple partners. And so I guess it's kind of a broad situation. And I think a lot of it is they're not willing to give up their pursuits or their life dreams or their goals for a relationship. And maybe that also means that they don't want to take things so seriously. Maybe they don't want to deal with finances and moving into a home together and dealing with children and that sort of thing. And so they're wanting to keep their options open. Maybe their career comes first. And maybe they would later on move into a different polyamorous relationship, where they have a primary partner. Maybe they would actually move into a monogamous relationship at some time. But right now, you know, to me, when I think about, you know, solo polyamorous relationship, I think about somebody that's not willing to settle down, is not ready to settle down, doesn't want to settle down, is looking around for things, and taking their time to get to know people and to experience different things. And I just think this is so important. We're going to talk about more polyamorous relationships and what they mean and how the connections are and who's involved here in just a bit. But I feel like the more we understand relationships in general, because does a relationship have to be a man and a woman, or a woman and a man, or a man and a man, or a woman and a woman? What constitutes a relationship? What constitutes a healthy relationship? And, you know, I know that there's a lot of folks out there that say, you know, that maybe they haven't had sex in several years. I mean, I've even worked with clients that hadn't had sex in 10 years. 10 years and they're married. And I'm not saying that, you know, being in a polyamorous relationship is your end-all be-all to success, but I'm saying let's look at all these options and just look and see the options that are out there, and also understanding what some people have chosen. Maybe you would want to choose this, or maybe you want to stay far away from it, but at least we have the information and we can understand what's going on. When I return, I'll be talking more about different polyamorous relationships and the interactions, who's involved, how many people are involved, and the list goes on. So don't change the channel, because we got a lot more to talk about. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about relationships, but more specifically, polyamorous relationships. And right before the break, I was talking about solo polyamorous relationships and how basically, to me, that's someone that's not settling down, isn't looking for a soulmate at this time, isn't wanting to settle down, isn't wanting to have, you know, that type of relationship, has other goals or desires or just wanting to get to know themselves in mind. And that's what that really comes to mind when I think about that. You know, talking about V relationships is, you know, when a person is in a relationship or dating two people who are not involved with each other, that's a V polyamorous relationship. The easiest way to understand this type is actually the letter V. So there are 3 points in the letter V. One point is connected to both, and the other two are only connected to the center point. So that gives you an example. For example, you know, John is dating, you know, Monica and Michelle. Monica and Michelle are not dating each other or sexually involved with each other. They're only involved with John. So the concept is pretty, you know, pretty obvious, is that one person is having a relationship with two different people, but those two different people are not having a relationship with each other. And so, you know, in these relationships, it needs to be known that everybody knows the situation and everybody understands that. And I think that that's obviously the difference between a polyamorous V and just somebody that's dating two people that the other person doesn't know about. And that takes dedication. It takes honesty. It takes strength. And that can be very hard because somebody might not be able to deal with the jealousy or the fear of the other person dating two different people and what that means. And so I find that you have to be very open and honest in a relationship like this, and everybody has to be that way, not just accepting this reality, you know, because you feel like you have to. You are doing it because that's something that you're okay with doing. And that's where the rubber meets the road. So very different than somebody just kind of dating, you know, two people and both people not knowing about it. The V situation is obviously when the person, John, in the situation has told both these women that he's dating both of them and having sex with both of them, that sort of thing, and that they're on board with that. You know, the next one that I want to talk about is the triad, and you might have heard that before. And it's similar to the V relationship because there are three people involved, right? Triad three, but it's different. So instead of John with those other two women independent of each other, all three of them are involved romantically and sexually, right? So now it is kind of the triangle. So the whole triangle connects together. All three people connected, all three people interacting, all three people in a relationship. And so that's where that gets interesting as well, because that's three people talking together, that's three people hanging out, those three people could live together, those three people might not live together, those three people, there's a lot of, they could hang out together, they could also, they're all in that relationship together, and they're all involved together romantically and sexually. So, you know, we see a lot of that nowadays with people where they found one person, they have another. You know, we see where people move in those situations. We see where even in some of these situations where somebody's married, so let's say like, you know, John and Mary are married, and then, you know, John and Mary meet Joanna, and Joanna comes in and moves in as well and becomes part of the family and part of the family dynamic. We've also seen it as far as where people will move in and also be a part of the family with taking care of the kids or being there. So it can have an interesting role as well. You know, and I'd love to be able to interview some folks that are in these triads to understand, you know, because I definitely think that there are some, probably some benefits to it. There's also some pitfalls and some issues and maybe some jealousy and things like that that would need to be discovered and understood. And for some people, this might be a perfect situation because it takes the stress off of them, or they feel like, you know, the more the merrier, or it's a big happy family or what have you. And so it'd be interesting to talk about that. But when we return, we're going to be talking about more different polyamorous relationships, what they mean, who's involved, and that type of situation, just to educate ourselves and understand better. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or...
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of today's launch being canceled. Earlier this week, escaping hydrogen was the cause. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. Extensive fuel leak repairs could cause the capsule to be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar. That would delay the flight until October. In the skies of northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. They believe that the beach craft was stolen and are trying to figure out if the pilot works at the airport it was taken from. The pilot is in law enforcement custody. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's episode of Live Your True Life Perspectives, I'm discussing various types of relationships, polyamorous relationships, and right before the break, we were talking about the triad or the triple, which is the three people involved. All three people are connected, and they're all three connected in a relationship. They're all three romantic. They're all three sexual. They're all connected. Whether they're all three at one time connected or one with another or one with another, but usually we see this is pretty much the typical polyamorous relationship. And I don't want to say typical, but that may be something that we see more often than other types of polyamorous relationships. Now, the reason why we're talking about this is that, you know, this is a buzzword right now. Lots of folks are talking about being in polyamorous relationships. We're constantly seeing news articles where people are talking about how, you know, they are in a polyamorous relationship and they're in, you know, they're in this relationship and they're in a quad, they're in a triad and it works really well. Maybe they're raising their children together. You know, this also shows how some people might be, you know, in a monopoly where you have a situation where one person wants to stay monogamous and the other person doesn't. So they bring someone in and they have that interaction, even though one person's not, connecting with that other person, and one person might be connecting with both people. We have that connection. And a lot of times I think it is because maybe the deal breaker was the sex situation. The deal breaker was the lack there of sexual interaction. And they're not feeling as though they're getting what they want in life, but they feel that the marriage itself or the relationship itself, you know, is strong enough to handle that. And there's some good pieces about that relationship that they like and that they connect with. And that's something that's very powerful, is that, you know, you don't want to wreck everything for a piece that's not working. And it's interesting, too. I do believe that we can love multiple people. And I believe that we should be loving everybody unconditionally to some degree, as long as we can understand how to love ourselves unconditionally. But I don't think that we only have to love one person in our life. I think you can love multiple people. And so you may have fallen in love with somebody that, you know, having them in your life provides something to you that you really, really, really love. And so it's hard for you to leave that. And then having that conversation and being able to open your life up with that person can be powerful if everybody is open to that and able to accept that reality, which may be easier for some and harder for others. And I think that, you know, the jealousy piece and the insecurity piece is some of the toughest things to overcome in a polyamorous relationship because of that insecurity, but also and the jealousy. But I also think that maybe on the flip side, you know, the abandonment piece maybe kind of falls off a bit, and maybe that fear kind of is dissipated as well. And also maybe not having to just accept things that you don't want. You know, a lot of folks are in relationships right now where you're accepting a relationship that for the part of it, you're in acceptance of, but there's things that you don't really appreciate about the relationships, or things that are lacking thereof from the relationship that you don't want to continue to have lacking. And I think that that's something that we really need to recognize as well, is what are you dealing with in your relationship that maybe you don't necessarily want to deal with relationship, or maybe what are the things that, you know, you are accepting that you necessarily don't want to accept. And those are interesting things to ask yourself. And anybody that's been in a longer term relationship probably needs to be thinking about this. And not going into, you know, a polyamorous relationship perhaps, but I'm saying about thinking about, where is your relationship at right now? Is it bringing you joy? Do you feel like you're bringing that other person joy? Are there things that you're sacrificing that is getting in the way of your happiness? What are those things that are getting in the way of your happiness? And these are things to think about. And not that this is the answer, just what we're asking the questions to see and say, okay, what are some of the questions that I may need to be asking my spouse? What are some things that I need to get out in the open and discuss? What are some things that I feel I need to put out there so that they understand where I stand or how I feel? And this can be very challenging, right? I mean, because, you know, if you've been married for a long period of time, married life, there's some real benefits there. But, you know, you could be sacrificing yourself to a point where you're starting to get disillusioned with the relationship, or you're starting to lose that connection with that person because it almost feels as though they are not providing or do not want to provide certain things, or holding back from certain things in the relationship. I want to jump right now into the quad relationship. If you're looking at polyamorous and you're looking at a polyamorous relationship, a quad relationship is the four people who are all connected. They are all participants in the relationship, and they're all dating each other. So they're all romantically tied to one another. So there's a couple of options and dynamics that could be in this type of relationship that's interesting. But the quad relationship, you know, you could have like maybe primary couples adds two new people to the relationship, or they find another couple to date. Sometimes maybe the couples are married and have an open relationship, an open marriage. And sometimes maybe they are just really serious. You know, maybe it's two couples engaged in a quad relationship, and each person has a primary or secondary partner as well. It might not be that at all, you know, but usually it's two couples that come together, and you have one person, you know, each couple came in with their primary, their spouse or their primary partner, and then they connect with this other, couple, and so all four people are interacting to some degree. And that's interesting too, but again, you know, that the more we add, the more people involved, the more things that have to take place, the more everybody has to be at a certain level of being able to speak their truth, the more everybody has to deal with their own insecurities or their jealousy or their fears. So there's a lot of things that go into it, and I feel like, you know, in these types of relationships, and, you know, again, I want to do some good interviews with folks, is that I find that maybe in these types of relationships, maybe people talk more than holding it internally. And I think that's a situation, too, is that I think many people in the monogamous relationship are having trouble expressing themselves to their partner to have those interactions, to have that communication. And I think that that's something that needs to be discovered and understood. I also feel to some degree, too, that I think in a polyamorous relationship, you obviously have to have communication. If you don't have communication, this is going to be a complete breakdown in the process. And I think that a lot of times with a monogamous marriage, it can be challenging because you don't want to rock the boat, and it might be easier to sweep things under the rug. And I'm sure in any relationship, it's easier to sweep things under the rug. But I feel like in one of these, with these many people involved, there's got to be a lot of moving parts. And these parts, they have to move together, and everybody has to kind of work together to continue to make this a reality. And I think, too, like, you know, when we look at monogamous relationships, I think for most part they seem pretty easy. But, you know, as I delve into them in my work, you know, I find that many people are dealing with stuff that's left unsaid. Many people are dealing with issues that they want to bring up that they don't know how to bring up. Sometimes there's these things that have been, you know, pushed and stuck under the rug for a long, long time. And no solution has been found. No help. No dedication to look at that. And maybe there's that unsaid situation that is bugging the heck out of everybody that nobody's talking about. And those are the things that we really have to reveal. Those are the things that we need to understand. And I think that in these types of relationships, maybe there's more of an openness to discuss things because you're in such an open relationship that there's so many people involved that that's a part. And so even if you're in a monogamous relationship right now, you know, maybe we can take some information from this and say, okay, I might be in a monogamous relationship, but I need to start opening the lines of communication so that we can talk about things that might not be working in the relationship, so we can talk and understand where each person's coming from and start looking for solution, or just allow the other person to speak their mind or to speak their truth or to express how they feel. You know, we also have in the polyamorous relationships, we have a hierarchical, like a hierarchy, which is, it's a relationship where three people are involved, and the structure of the relationship consists of a primary partner and a secondary partner. So there's kind of a hierarchy in the situation in the chain of command. So one relationship has more importance over other relationships in the group. And what you normally find in these relationships are two people are married or have been together for a long time, and they work with each other on like decisions, on family, on finances, and then they prioritize themselves over the additional person that's involved. You know, usually those primary partners are living together, you know, sharing a home, they may even have children together, and, you know, they are kind of the hierarchy. And then you have that additional partner who would be kind of considered the non-primary, secondary partner. You know, they're dating this other person, but that person doesn't come first. The primary relationship comes first. Those two people rely on each other to make those decisions regarding their finances, their home, their work, their kids. They still care about the other person, but that person is not part of those plans or part of those decisions. So there's some decisions that, you know, are made, and then there's some decisions that are made just by those two people instead of the group of three. See, so that would be kind of the difference in the hierarchy. You also have the other polyamorous relationship where there isn't a hierarchy, and so it's the opposite. So there is no primary partner, and the three people involved are equally involved in all major decisions, right? So everyone in the relationship is unique. They all come to the table with the same level. They're all together. But it's not the two people making the decisions, the important decisions. All three of these folks, all three of these partners focusing on helping each other meet the needs of everyone. And so everybody kind of has a vote. Everybody is just as important as the other person. And that's something to think about, too. That's another type of relationship that we see when we look at polyamorous relationships and those types of things. And that's very powerful stuff because, you know, again, you think about, you know, making those decisions and how that works and what does that look like. And creating that. But again, what's interesting that I find in these relationships, you have some that are very structured, some that are less structured, so there's some rules in some. The other thing that I find that's interesting is that you also have relationships within the situation where, you know, everybody kind of knows the pecking order. Also within these relationships, everybody knows where they stand. There's not information being left out. And the last one that I want to talk about is kind of the kitchen table polyamorous relationships, and that's the family unit. Everybody's in the family. Everybody's emotionally connected, and even if they're not romantically involved, they're all emotionally connected. Everybody goes to family dinners. Everybody gathers for events. Everybody supports one another. You know, everybody's together, and they might not all be dating one another, but they are together. They still have this emotional connection. They hang out with each other. They support one another. They help each other through their needs. They participate in their life. And so that's a very interesting dynamic. And that's kind of where the family dynamic is aware, is involved. And the family unit is not lost. And they can still, sometimes they can live independently, but at the same point, that family unit, it comes first, and that's kind of where we're kind of seeing that situation. So, you know, there's various different types of these types of relationships. But I think that we have to be able to, like, think about relationships in general. Like, what are we looking for in a relationship? You know, it might not be this at all. These are just ideas, and I'm not pushing polyamorous relationships on anybody. But what I'm saying is that I think a lot of us haven't maybe asked the big questions in our relationship, or maybe are you being honest with yourself? You know, are you currently in a relationship that brings you joy? Are you currently happy in that relationship? Is there things in that relationship that aren't working for you? And you don't have to make major changes. We can just have some conversation and open the line of communication to be able to communicate some of these things, right? To be able to open our minds and communicate. And I think that the reason for the show today is really to understand that there's no set way of doing anything. There's no, this has to be this way or the highway, or you have to follow this protocol, or you have to be with this person, or you have to be in this type of relationship. I think that we have to step back from those rules and start asking ourselves, what is it that I want in my life? What do I need to augment in my current situation to make myself more happy, to make the situation happier, to make the situation more joy-filled, to make the situation more healthy for everybody concerned? And I find that when we're able to explore the spaces more and ask some of those questions, we don't get so stuck in a rut like we are a lot of times more often than not when we're dealing with it, because we're so stuck in the ways that things have to be. And so, you know, I don't change the channel, because there's more coming up, because I want to start asking those questions. You know, are you happy? I'm going to ask some of these questions here at the end of the show, kind of a checklist of things that you can begin to examine in your own life to understand, is there something that you want to augment or change in your current relationship? Is there something that you want to augment, change, or, you know, change up that would really benefit you in a way that would help you? Is there some questions that you need to ask your spouse or significant other? But better yet, are there some questions that you need to ask yourself that we need to figure out and understand the answers to those questions to benefit our life? That's the important question. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. And I'll be back this time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about relationships, specifically polyamorous relationships, and the different types of polyamorous relationships that exist. And the reason for this show is that I'm expanding the thought process of what relationships are, and I think that many of us are in monogamous relationships, and that's great, but many of us have a lot of things that we need to discuss in these monogamous relationships that are not being discussed. We're not having the conversations, we're not opening the lines of communication, we're not discussing or discussing our needs or wants or desires, and instead you're putting things on hold because you don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to ask the questions. But I really think more sincerely, it's not necessarily, yes, it's about asking your spouse or your significant other questions, but I think that it's also asking yourself the questions. You know, are you happy in your current relationship? You know, that's a big question. Are you happy in your current relationship? Are there things that you would like to see different? You know, are there things in your situation that you would like to see change or augment? What are those things that you would like to see changed or augment? Have you brought these things up to your spouse or significant other? And I know that many of you say, well, I haven't because I don't even know where to begin, or I'm overwhelmed, or I don't know what to do, or what if it did change, would I want that? And these are all questions to ask, but if you haven't brought it up to them, why haven't you? What's standing in the way of you bringing it up? What's standing in the way of you asking those questions? What's standing in the way of you having this communication with them? And you know, so I really think that a great idea for everybody that's listening to the show is spending some time with your spouse or significant other and just listening and taking into consideration the things that they're bringing to the table. Take in their personality, what they're going through, their outlook, how they communicate, how you communicate. Do you have a good relationship with them? What is missing from that relationship? You know, are these things that are missing, are these deal breakers for you? Are these things that have you looking elsewhere? Are these things that have you worried about the dedication of the relationship? All these are viable questions that need to be asked. And I think that these questions have to be asked of you first. And then there's some questions that you will want to ask your significant other. And these are powerful. These are powerful questions that need to be asked. These are powerful questions that we need to think about, you know. And if you haven't asked them, you need to explore yourself. What are you looking for? What is the answer? What do you want out of this relationship? You know, many of you may have been married for a long period of time. You know, have there been things in the marriage that have been pushed off to the side? Are there some needs that are not being fulfilled in your marriage that you want fulfilled? Those are things that you need to think about. Can you fulfill those things on your own? Because some of the things that you might want can be taken care of by you. Some of the things that you want might be taken care of by a friend, like interaction, like communication, spirituality communication, talk like that. You know, maybe, you know, you're looking for your spouse to be everything, and that's not possible. That's not possible. You know, are there things that you want your spouse to do that it's a situation for a spouse to do that's not being done? How do you open that line of communication without hurting that person's feelings or scaring them? Those are questions. But again, it goes back to, you know, how do we begin to open that communication not only with you, but also your spouse or your significant other? And then how do we see things a little bit different to offer ourselves solutions and help to see that, you know, it's not doomsday? And the reason why I brought up the polyamorous relationship, so there's a lot of people that are choosing various different ways to live their life. And I think that a lot of us have been so connected to the way we have to live that it's hard to sit there and say, you know what, there are options, but even if there aren't, if that's not the option I want to take, why don't we start talking about how we really feel to get our feelings out there, to take off that mask, to have that communication, and to ultimately see if there's a possibility of things working out. Because we never know how things will work out if we don't ask the questions. We really don't know how things are going to work out if we don't ask those big questions of ourselves and of others. And I hope that this has helped many of y'all just out there who are wondering what to do. And those questions are big. If you can write those answers down, you know, think about it. Why are you happy? Are there things that need to be different? What are the things that need to be different? Have you brought it up? Have you not? Why haven't you? What's holding you back from asking those questions? What's holding you back from understanding what it is that you want in your life? Are you worthy of having what you want in your life? Are you allowed to have what you want in your life? These are the questions. I have a great show coming up next week, so don't miss that as well. Check out the YouTube channel. When you get a chance, go to YouTube, search Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley B-E-R-G-E-S. And look forward to seeing you next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.